Let Ferguson's knowledgeable product experts kick off your next kitchen or bath project with the latest in touch and hands-free faucets, high-performance gas ranges, or low-decibel dishwashers. They're really quiet. Request your appointment today at FergusonShowrooms.com. The best decision ever.
Visit Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery in Nashville to discover a wide selection of Whirlpool appliances. From refrigeration to laundry, there's no brand better than Whirlpool. Find out more at FergusonShowrooms.com.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. Back on Radio Row, our thanks to Logan Ryan for joining us. And sitting down with us now, the agent to the stars of this game. You're going to see Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, and others. Don Yee's their agent. He sits down with us now. Don, great to have you on the show in person, man.
Thank you for having me on, Jonathan and Paul.
Long time. Yes. Chad Withrow joins us, our third.
Hi, Chad.
Hey, long time that I've bothered you on the phone or by text, but nice to finally meet you in person. Uncommon for somebody like you to be accessible in this way. What brings you out?
Oh, well, I'm here to obviously support my clients at the event, but to yesterday and today, talking about a new professional football league I founded called Pacific Pro Football. Ed McCaffrey, our commissioner, is here as well, and this will be the first professional football league specifically designed for players not yet eligible for the NFL. This will be, the NFL is the only major professional sports league in the world that doesn't have a hand in the developmental path of its next generation talent. So what we want to do is offer that talent an employment opportunity and to start professionalizing them in the NFL way so that their learning curve by the time they get to the NFL is shortened.
Competitive situation now with Alliance, XFL,
yes.
And you, where do you envision you guys fitting in?
So those leagues, their player population will be players who already have exhausted their college eligibility and have cycled through NFL training camps and, for one reason or another have not been able to stick. Those leagues also will play in the spring. We're going to play in the summer months, July and August, and our player population will be players, for example, such as Trevor Lawrence at Clemson. We would like to make him an employment offer, professionalize right away. BR Joe Namath. Adidas is one of our founding sponsors. I think they might want to make him an endorsement proposal, and he would be professional, and he would learn a NFL-style game with us before he declares for the draft.
The fear, and we talked with Oliver Luck earlier,
yes.
Would be you take an 18-year-old kid, maybe a five-star prospect, to go anywhere and play, but you put him in against professionals, and from a safety standpoint, may not be the best. For your league, are you envisioning a situation where it's a majority of the league is college-aged players that are playing? Or would this be, what would be the breakdown? Would there be a percentage of 18-year-olds playing against 30-year-olds that are former NFL players? How would that work?
Well, the first thing we'll start with is, would they be a potential future NFL prospect, and how good are they, irrespective of their age? Because, for example, at the Buffalo Bills, one of their first-round draft picks last year, I think it was Terrell Edmonds, the linebacker.
Right.
He was 20 years old as a starter playing for the Bills. It was really an incredible underrated story that nobody really kind of talked about, right? So for our league, what we're going to do is identify the best talent, okay, irrespective of their age, and as long as we think they can play and become good professionals, we're going to make them an employment offer. Now, in our league, though, once they become eligible for the NFL, they will term out of our league.
So you're looking to develop. You want to be a quote-unquote minor league.
Yeah, so for example, people are familiar with the annual Senior Bowl. So one of the ways that the NFL gets those players to participate in the Senior Bowl for no pay, by the way, is that they actually design that game and that practice week to be safer. So, for example, in the game, they eliminate blitzing because the scouts want to see more one-on-one play. They want to be able to scout these guys in their athleticism. So it's a safer game.
Don, can you take Don Yee with us? Can you take us behind the scenes of negotiating with Facebook Watch for the Brady special?
That was an incredible project. I actually had never done anything like that. And, Tom had never done anything like that. We actually, I think people, the perception of us were pretty kind of closely guarded, I guess, would be the phrase. And when that was presented, It was a really interesting concept, and we felt that it checked off a lot of boxes in terms of the quality of the production, right? Gautam Chopra was the director. He did the Kobe Bryant documentary. And what was interesting about it is it's kind of understanding how a company like Facebook does business and the issues that are important to them. They're very data-driven, which sometimes can collide with the creative process, right? But it was a very enlightening experience, and it was incredibly positive. The reception, I think, was very positive, generally speaking. And I really think that's also going to be the future of how people consume content. And one of the key, for example, decisions that was made was just, well, how long should an episode be? What's the sweet spot? Is 15 minutes too long to watch on your phone? Is 6 minutes the perfect time? And so a lot of these things were discussed.
It seems that you're so protective of Tom Brady's brand, and he's protective as well in terms of who he associates with business-wise, what commercials you see him in. I've long thought this is a guy who seems like he could be in every commercial, similar to Peyton Manning, but he's very selective about who he associates with. What goes into your protection of his brand and how you guys communicate what works and what he wants to do?
Well, I mean, one of the key issues every year is that if you actually examine his career, they go deep into the postseason every single year. So, for example, we're in going to be in February here, right? Well, OTAs will start right around the end of March. You know, so he doesn't have that much time. And unlike athletes in individual sports or even team sports such as basketball, right, football players, they have to report to a position coach, a coordinator, a head coach, and there are other factors affecting their personal schedule. So that's one of the things that we would consider, is just how much time do you have to do something?
I like the way you phrased it once, where you said that Brady 17 years ago was just as valuable to you and your agency as he is today. You still stand by that?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've exceeded every...
I mean, I like that philosophy.
...boyhood dream I've ever had. It's very surreal to say, wait, what's the dream now? but, you know, we don't treat them, you know, any differently than our other clients. They're all human beings with their own journey and their own career arc. For example, one of the players we're really gratified about is a starting cornerback at the Chargers named Michael Davis. He did not play his senior year at BYU. He was not invited to any All-Star games, was not invited to the Combine. And we just felt like, you know what, there's enough athleticism here. He was signed for $5,000 as an undrafted free agent. Now he's a starter in his second year at the Chargers. And that is incredibly gratifying, too.
Don Yee has been our guest here on Radio Row. Thank you for taking the time, because, again, we don't see many agents that represent the type of clients that you represent make the rounds this week. So,
sure. And we'd love to connect with you another time just to talk process. We love to talk process. So we'll give you a call. We'll spend a good 2 seconds.
And there's nothing
process.
Like the Kuharsky process. I know that.
I appreciate that very much.